This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for March 1st. I'm Paul Plack. Republic Airways Holdings will be the North American launch customer for the new Bombardier C-Series airliner, ordering 40 CS-300s with options for 40 more. Boeing and United Airlines have finalized a deal for 25 787-8 jetliners with options for 50 more. Australian Defense Forces plan to open a bid competition for procurement of a new Navy combat helicopter based on either the MH-60R, built by Sikorsky Lockheed Martin, or the NATO Helicopter Industries NH-90NFH. The Business Travel Coalition is applauding DOT's announced intent to grant antitrust immunity to the One World Alliance. The coalition says business travel departments will enjoy more competitive choices, not fewer. Sukhoi is ready to start cold soak testing on its Superjet 100 flight prototype at Yakutsk Airport, where the average temp this time of year is 35 below zero Celsius. That's minus 31 Fahrenheit. The U.S. Air Force has approved incentive pay for officers and enlisted airmen who commit themselves to flying remotely piloted aircraft, or RPA, or operating sensors on unmanned aircraft. Gulfstream Aerospace has announced that a second ultra-large cabin, ultra-long-range G650, has completed its first flight. A California land planner and local real estate developer is organizing a meeting to discuss closing Oceano County Airport. He thinks the land would be better used for senior housing and a new community town center. And, conversely, Greenville Downtown Airport in South Carolina is talking about luring an on-field restaurant and developing a plane-watching park for the public. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller talks about the benefits and the limits of TIS in GA aircraft. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.